vivo. Esa llora Haribo, 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 esa llora Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gol Gopinath, Shamakunda Radha Kunda Gita Gopinath Ki, Shri Vrindava Dham Ki, Shri Mayapur Dham Ki, Shri Navadweep Dham Ki, Shri Dwarka Dham Ki, Shri Ayodhya Dham Ki, Shri Priyapadanga Srila Prabhupada's Translator Book Distribution Ki, Srila Prabhupada's Cow Protection Ki, Srila Prabhupada's Prasadam Distribution Ki, Srila Prabhupada's Guru Kulas Ki, Srila Prabhupada's Life Membership Ki, Did I go to Premanande? Nu Ram Reti Dham Ki. All glories to the seventh devotees. All glories to the seventh devotees. All glories to the seventh devotees. Jai Shri Shri Guruhan Gauranga.
Shri Radhe Shyam Ki Jai. So this is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation, text number 71. Shradhavan anushu yascha shrinuyarapi yo naraha sopi mukta subha loka prapnuyat punya karmanam. And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell, Krishna said. Purport. In the 67th verse of this chapter, the Lord explicitly forbade the Gita's being spoken to those who are envious of the Lord. In other words, Bhagavad Gita is for the devotees only. But it so happens that sometimes a devotee of the Lord will hold open class, and in that class, not all the students are expected to be devotees. Why do such persons hold open class? It is explained here that although not everyone is a devotee, still there are many men who are not envious of Krishna. They have faith in him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If such persons hear from a bona fide devotee about the Lord, the result is that they become at once free from all sinful reactions and after that attain to the planetary system where all righteous persons are situated. Therefore, simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita, even a person who does not try to be a pure devotee attains the result of righteous activities. Thus, a pure devotee of the Lord gives everyone a chance to become free from all sinful reactions and to become a devotee of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this is a very appropriate verse for our preaching activities. So we are going to do Harinam today and just give people a chance. We are just going to find the righteous ones, like it's mentioned there. Srila Prabhupada said, look for the flowers. Don't get the thorns. Just get the flowers. So we're going to see how many flowers we can get today. So we leave at 11 o'clock from the parking lot. If you'd like to go, please come by early. We have about 22 or 23 devotees signed up to go. And we should have a very wonderful time. The weather is conducive for Harinam also. And we'll have prasadam afterwards there. Mother Vishnu Priya will be making prasadam. We'll take prasadam over there and then get back here. And then once we get back here, and Navadvipa Prabhu would have coupons for all of us who went, and pizza would be distributed to those who went on Harinam. So that's another incentive. So tomorrow would be the last day of the third month of Chaturmasya. Milk fast would end. And then on Monday, we'll start Kartik, and we'll start offering lamps to the deities morning and evening and chant the Damodar Ashtakam and so forth. And today's class will be given by Pushkar Prabhu. Here are the devotees who have assisted their guru in serving the, in dressing the deities today. Sri Sri Radhesham were dressed by Raghunath Prabhu, Chota Radhesham by Mother Madhuri Gopi, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Ramanya Prabhu, Chota Krishna Balaram, Mother Leela, Sri Sri Gauranitai, Mother Sharala, Chota Gauranitai, Mother Karaneshwari, Lord Nishingadev by Mother Govinda Sangini. And another announcement is about the Tulsi House. It's going to get into the 40s on Sunday, tomorrow night. So we have to get all the Tulsis back into the greenhouse. So today, there will be preparations to prepare the greenhouse. It was empty all summer. So now we will take everything out and clean it up and make it right. And then tomorrow, today at 10 o'clock, devotees will be starting to doing that. If you would like to help, please come. And then tomorrow, we will need a lot of help and strong hands to bring all the tulsis back inside. We have to first bring the tables and then one by one bring the tulsi in and place them there. So that will be 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for moving the tulsis. It's a very, very nice service. If you haven't done any service for Tulsi in a little while, there's a good chance to do that. Hare Krishna.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kapi jana palabha giri paradhai Jaya Kapi jana palabha giri paradhai Dasara Nandana, Prajajana Ranjana Krishna Sura Nandana Braja Janarandana. Jamunati Ravanachari Jamunati Ravanachari Jayo Raja Madhava Kundiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kundabi Hari Gopi Janna Balabha Giri Varadha Jasura Nandana Braja Janarandana Jamunati Ravanachari Jamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Nityali Vishnu Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajagacharya Esi Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityali Vishnu Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajagacharya Stotara Sada Shishima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki Srila Gaurav Babaji ki Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Paramahansa ki ji. All glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Gaur Premanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 6, Majjhalila, verse 247. Okay, yeah, right, okay. This verse is very esoteric. How many people know this verse? Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Hare Nama,
Hare Nama. Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo nastyeva nastyeva.
Kalo nastyeva nastyeva.
Nastyeva gatiranyata.
Nastyeva
gatiranyata. Harinama
harinama.
Harinama eva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva nastyeva. Nastyeva gatiranyata. Harinam, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Katiranyata. Harinam, Harinam, Harinama eva kevalam. Nastyeva nastyeva. Nastyeva gatiranyata. Harinama. beside. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Vau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Anybody else? Hare, Hare Nam.
Hare Nam.
The holy name of Lord Hari.
The holy name of Lord Hari.
Hare Nam.
Hare Nam.
The holy name of Lord Hari.
The holy name of Lord Hari.
Hare Nam.
Hare Nam.
Holy name of Lord.
Holy name of Lord.
Aiva. Certainly.
Certainly.
Kevalam.
Only.
Only.
Galo.
In this age of Kali,
na asti,
there is not.
Eva,
certainly. Na asti,
there is not.
Eva,
certainly.
Na asti,
there is not.
Eva,
certainly.
Gati
means
anyata,
other.
Translation. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Purport. Because people of this age are so fallen, they can simply chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, they can rid themselves of the bodily conception of life and become eligible to engage in the Lord's devotional service. One cannot engage in the devotional service of the Lord without being purified of all contamination. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yesam tantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te drandamahani mukta bhajante mam didavrataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated are freed from the dualities of delusion. They engage themselves in my service with determination. Sometimes people are surprised to see young men and women take so seriously to the Krishna consciousness movement. By giving up sinful activity, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, and strictly following the injunctions given by the spiritual master, they have become purified of all contamination. They can therefore fully engage in devotional service of the Lord. In this age of Kali, Hari Kirtan is very, very important. The importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord is stated in the following verses in the Bhagavatam. Kalidoshanidhe rajan asti eka mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajat kritya dhyayato vishnum tritayam yadato makai tvapare parecharyayam kalotad hari kirtana. The most important factor in this age of Kali, which is an ocean of faults, is that one can be freed from all contamination and become eligible to enter the kingdom of God simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The self-realization that was achieved in the Satya millennium by meditation, in the Treta millennium by performance of different sacrifice, in the Dvapara millennium by worship of Lord Krishna can be achieved in this age of Kali simply by chanting the holy names Hare Krishna. Okay, so 43. E shloki arta shunaira kore avista. Is that up there? Shuni bata charya mane hoila chamatkar. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very elaborately explained the Haryanama verse of the Brihannaradiya Puran, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was struck with wonder to hear his explanation. Gopinatha Charya bole ami purve je kahilo. Nushuna Bhattacharya toma sheta hailo. Gopinathacharya reminded Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my dear Bhattacharya, what I foretold to you has now taken place. Purport. Previously, Gopinathacharya had informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he would be blessed by the Lord, he would thoroughly understand the transcendental process of devotional service. This prediction was now fulfilled. The Bhattacharya was fully converted to the cult of Vaishnavism, and he was following the principles automatically without being pressured. In Bhagavad Gita, it is therefore said, Svapamapesha dharma shatraita matobaya. Simply by performing a little devotional service, one can escape the greatest danger. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had been in the greatest danger because he had adhered to Mayavad philosophy. Somehow or other, he came in contact with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became a perfect devotee. In this way, he was saved from the great fall down of impersonalism. 45. Bhattacharya kahe tare kore namaskare. Tomar sambandhe prabhu kripa kala more. Offering obeisances to Gopinath Acharya, the Bhattacharya said, because I am related to you and you are a devotee, by your mercy the Lord has shown mercy to me. 46. Tumi Mahabhagavata Ami Tarka Ande. Prabhu, Tumi Mahabhagavata Ami Tarka Ande. Say it. Tumi Mahabhagavata Ami Tarka Ande. Prabhu Kipa Koile More Tomara Sambande. You are a first-class devotee, whereas I am in the darkness of logical arguments. Because of your relationship with the Lord, the Lord has bestowed his benediction upon me. 47. Vinaya shuni tusche prabhu koilo alingon. Kahilo jaha kuraho ishvara darashan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with this humble statement. After embracing the Bhattacharya, he said, now go see Lord Jagannath in the temple. Omagana tamarandasya gananjana shalaka chakshun malitang yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manobhistam stabidam jena bhutale swayam rupagadamayam dhatmita padantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this famous verse quoted is many times quoted, starts off in Adi Lila 17. And then it's quoted throughout. The famous place that it's quoted is in the Adi 7 also. When you look in the folio, it says Adi 17, I don't know. But in Adi 7, this is a big verse that was quoted to Prakashananda Saraswati also. And so the point that's made here is that in the purport of this verse, they can be eligible by chanting the Maha Mantra. So this is one of the main pramanas, so many verses we have, pramana, proofs that why should we chant Hare Krishna. Generally, if you, anybody, speaks with any yogis, or especially in the West, they won't have too much pramana what they're doing. But the Gaudiyas, they produce so much pramana. Only people producing pramana are Mayavadis, usually. Other ones, I mean strict Mayavadis. They have to be very learned Mayavadis, and they may argue, just like Bhattacharya. But there, we see that Bhattacharya has been defeated, and Prakashananda was also defeated by Mahaprabhu. And in the various places of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is a stress, one of the stress, that Mahaprabhu is defeated very easily, all of the opposing arguments. So it is our duty to learn, just as Prabhupada has mentioned, stressed in the Ajamil story, when the Vishnu Dutas came to take, first the Yamadutas came, but then Vishnu Dutas just came there and said, no, no, you cannot take this man, actually. He has destroyed all of his sin by chanting Hare Krishna, or Narayan. Jagada Chaturaksharam. Yada Narayana Yeti Jagada Chaturaksharam. The four syllables, Narayana, that Ajamil chanted this. So they demanded, the Vishnu Dutas, they actually demanded from these Yamadutas, you give Pramana, why do you think, tell us, why do you think you can take him? So they had a discussion. Generally we think Yamadutas are these ugly, horrible guys, and what are they going to do? They're just really bad, and but they were so thunderstruck when seeing the Vishnu Dutas, and they turned out they were very learned, like many verses that we... several verses that we also quote in our Pramana, Bhagavatam verses. They also said like that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can actually give Dharma, like Dharma to Saksha. Didn't they say that? They said this verse. So Yamadutas are very learned, but still Vishnu Dutas, they defeated them. So in this purport then Prabhupada said, though his desire is that devotees would be learned to be able to present the philosophy. Now, although here it says in this purport, the so fallen in this age are so fallen, they can simply chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So it's made easy. Kalena Tibra Tapasa Parishuddha Bhava. Previously, Lord Brahma, in the very beginning of the creation, for a long time, kalena tibra tapasa, kalena means a long time, he had to do parishuddha bhava, tibra, very strong tibra tapasa, not just tapasa, but for so long, difficult tapasya. And this was the path in previous ages, but that doesn't do much now. If you're already worshipping Krishna by chanting Maha Mantra, Tepus Tapas Tejahu Vushashnaya Brahmana Chura Nama Granti Yete, there's no need of any other type of penance, austerity. But still, acharyas have given that we have to follow some regulative principles. The Prabhupada mentions that. In this purport also. Yesam Tvantagatam Papam Jananam Punya. Then, Bhajanti Mam Dridavataha. This Bhajanti Mam Dridavataha, this can take place with some determination. Dridavata means strong determination. So, Kali Kali Dham. In this Kali Kali, Nahi Ara Dham. There's no other Vaishnav Shastra. Shastramam, the Vaishnav Shastras, which we're presenting, what Prabhupada is presenting, they're the essence of all the Dharma. This was all spoken throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially with Prakashananda and his sannyasis. Kali, Kali. Sarva Mantra Sharanam, Shastramam. There are so many Shastras. In first canto, the sages, when they spoke with Sutta, headed by Shonaka Rishi, Borini Bori Karmani, Shotabhyani Vibhagasha, so many shastras, they have to be learned after a very long time. In fact, they were doing one yajna for 1,000 years, just to discuss this whole thing. They needed 1,000 years to do to try to understand it. And after a long time, still we bewildered, we don't know what is the essence. But this is the essence. Even Bhagavatam, Nama Sankirtanam Yasha, Sara Papa Panashanam, the final essence. Last verse of Bhagavatam, last word, that Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam, same thing is said. So many verses were spoken, just like when it's in Anchalila, Haridas Thakur was speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a Namacharya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the whole book, Harinam Chintamani. It's a conversation with Mahaprabhu and Thakur Harinas. But at least in the basis of that, we read in I think it's Ancha 3, Glories of Haridas Thakur. So there, Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur that, he said, Iha sabar kon mate hoibe nistar. He was asking all these mlechas and yavanas in this Kali Yuga, my dear Haridas, a duk apar. He said, my misery is unlimited. Mahaprabhu is telling Haridas Thakur, he said, how can they be delivered? I see that Gobramani Hinsa, Kori, they're simply envious of Brahminical culture. Not envious, Himsa doesn't mean just envious, but they killing cows and Brahmins. So, Tansabara Konmate, Hoibe Nistar, how can they be delivered? My anxiety is unlimited for this problem. So Thakur Haridas, he said, my Lord, don't be in anxiety. Chinta kareha, na kareha. Don't be in anxiety, because you've already delivered everyone in this world. So Haridas Thakur there, he replied, simply glorifying the holy name. He said, not only you have chanted the holy name everywhere, I know all about your activity. Don't try to hide from me. I know that Vasudev Dutt, he presented this same thing you're saying. He presented to you Moradeki Hridaya Bidare. This Vasudev Dutt was so compassionate. He wanted Mahaprabhu. He said, my heart is breaking. Jiver Duk Deki Prabhu. When I see all the misery, sinful activity that all these persons are doing, my heart is breaking. Therefore, and they're so sinful, they're getting unlimited reaction. I will take the reaction, deliver them. I will take. Then Mahaprabhu said, that's okay, you don't have to bother. They're already delivered. So Thakur Haridas, he was thinking, now Mahaprabhu is asking me the same thing. He's asking me this. But he said, no, you can't fool me. I know you've already delivered them. You already told Vasudev Dutta the same thing. And I know what you did in Jarikanda. In the jungle, even the animals were dancing and chanting with the holy name. So how can you say? Even the non-moving entities, patidvani nahi, he said this so-called echo of the holy name is not really echo, but this is chanting of the stavara. Those that are unable to move and chant, seeming that they're immobile, inanimate, even rocks, trees, even buildings. But this is their chanting, this echo of the holy name. So everybody is being delivered. I know as Ramachandra, you brought back everyone to the spiritual world as Krishna. So now you are also doing. And I also know that, of course, this universe will be filled up. But still, everyone here will be delivered by this chanting. And then Haridas Thakur also chanted so many verses. He gave also pramana. Namaikam yasavachi smarana patagatam. Shotramalam Gatamba Shudamba Shudavarnam Javahita Raitam. That verse means, it's from Padma Purana. Even one chanting, Nam I come. Eko Harinam Jatopap Hari Papehoi Jatopap Hari Bari Nari. Prabhupada said this verse also, that even one chanting is so powerful that you cannot perform enough sinful activity to counteract one pure chanting of the holy name. Jayati Harinam Jagavan Harinama. This also, he quoted another verse another time, glorifying the holy name. Eva Timira Jaladim, the ocean of darkness is destroyed by this one chanting. Abbas, it creates just like the sun is rising. Even the sun is not fully risen, still when there's a little light, just at sunrise. Then all the thieves, they stop their activity. The dacoits, gundas, all evil elements. So it's simply by the little light of the holy name. Therefore, when Mahaprabhu spoke with Prakashananda, he said, Nacha gao bhakta sange koro sankirtan. He said, these so-called, these sannyasis, they didn't understand. He said, well, now we understand, but still we don't understand what. They were still bewildered. How is it that you're just chanting, but you don't study Vedanta? He explained everything about Vedanta, of course. But he also said, Nahika Vedanta Adhikar, Guru Mora Murka Dekikar. My guru saw me that I'm not qualified to study Vedanta. What is the use of Vedanta anyway? Unless one comes to the stage of Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti is the sum total. Veda Anta. What is the end of the Vedas? Vedanta Krid Vedavid. Another verse quoted by Mahaprabhu. Vedanta Krid Vedavid. So when he was speaking like that, Mahaprabhu with the Prakashananda, he said that my guru gave me this mantra, but then after I chanted for some time, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent some time with Ishvara Puri. When he saw him again, when he went to Gaya after his father had disappeared, then he took actual diksha. But previously in Navadvip, according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ishvara Puri spent 7 months. Mahaprabhu would go every day to see him. It's not like a new thing that he saw him in Gaya, that's okay. But he actually was with him for 7 months when Ishvara Puri came to Navadvip. So then he is quoting that Ishvara Puri told him, forget all this, anything else that you've done. Of course, he kept it hidden for some time, then later, you know, but he already had this bhav. Jai Bhavi Tar Krishna Upajai Bhav. By chanting this Krishna mantra Dilo Goshai, Japite Japite mantra, Hoila Pagal, I become mad, Pagal, by chanting. What kind of mantra have you given me, my dear Goshai? He was speaking with Ishvara Puri. Jai Japi Tar Krishna Upajai Bhav. Just by this japa, one develops bhav. Nothing needs separate. So this is the goal of our Krishna consciousness, develop this bhav, feeling of loving Krishna. This is done by chanting Hare Krishna. And then so many verses are quoted in Kaladashan. Krishna Shimukta Sangha Param Vajaya Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. All the qualifications, all the qualities of Guna Palambakam. There's one verse also spoken during the Ajamil conversation. Tatavashu Jat Agavan, that all your sinful activity is purified by chanting Hare Krishna. And Tarutra Mashloka Guno Palambakam. All the, not only the name, but the qualities, the pastimes of Krishna are all there within the name, Gunopalambakam. They're all revealed. And then when one chants seriously, he develops all these ecstatic symptoms, just like devotees who are going Harinam. They have to have some standing, locus standi, Prabhupada would say. They're fixed, that they're willing to go out because they don't mind what others are saying. They have nothing else to do. Many of us are finding other things to do. We have other things to do. We cannot do. But this is the order of Mahaprabhu. Jai Japi Tar Krishna Upajai. Develop your love of God. And when Lord Chaitanya presented it to his guru, spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, he said, I don't know. I've developed this love of God. Panchama Purushartha. This is the panchama, the fifth goal of life. Otherwise, we're involved in the four goals of life. If we're not involved coming to the stage of the fifth goal, then we have to be in these other goals of life. There's also moksha. That's something, but it's not. It's pretty dry. I mean, we see here that Sarvabhauma gave it up. Mokshadyananda Bindu. Mokshadyananda Ara. Eka Bindu R. There's one verse also. It's just like Kata Dak, a canal, compared to the ocean. Chanting Hare Krishna is like the ocean of love of God. And other paths are just like little streams of water there. Not a canal is not much. You said that you see the Suez Canal, or they have the Panama Canal. The boats go through there with great difficulty, and the, of course, they didn't have those type of canals during, but our type of modern canal is like that. But it's a little, you know, have little canals throughout the world. You know, in Venice, they have canals, kind of stinky place. In Amsterdam, you go to those places, a dirty kind of, it's not fresh running water, it's kind of dirty canal. Little canal. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared to other paths. Rather, Brahmananda Bhavaresha, Chet Paradigano, what is that verse? Domino. We need a pundit. Huh? Naitam Bhakti Sukambode Paramano Sukambode Tulamapi. Two verses confused. That if you multiply this Brahmananda, this what Sarvabhauma was interested in, by millions of times, it doesn't equal one tiny paramanu. It's not equal to a paramanu, an atomic fragment of the glories of chanting Hare Krishna. Evam vratav sapyanama kirtya jat anuraga druta chitu chai hasatya toruriti rauti gayatyan marvam nitya lok bhaya. One doesn't care about anything. Rupa Goswami says, we roll on the, we don't care what the public says. We're simply absorbed in the holy name. Bhuvi vilatama vatama nivishama. Let them say, they're all talking so much nonsense anyway. So they see some crazy guys chanting, they'll talk. What are they doing? You always see them when we're out chanting. You see that as they are approaching, they're talking to each other. Who are these guys? The girl saying to the guy saying, they're holding their beer and they're looking and they're tapping the other person in front, asking, who are these guys? And then maybe some of them, none of them knows. Then if they're, Krishna is in, tells them something, they take one pamphlet from us. They find out, or maybe they know, they think they know, they want to find out, they take something. They become interested, or else sometimes they hold their ears on rare occasion if our kirtan is not too good. But it's supposed to be good. So this is important, this chanting Hare Krishna. Nacha gao bhakta sangi koro sankirtan. This is the main instruction of Mahaprabhu. We'll go out and chant. Jari Dego Tarika Krishna Upadesh. Kali Kali Nam. Nama Sankirtan. Tati Lagi. What is that verse? That Mahaprabhu has appeared. Tati Lagi. Pita Varna. He has appeared in this golden form simply to give this Harinam Sankirtan. Kali Yuga Nama Sankirtan. And this, as it says here, Nanyata. Why is it three times spoken? Because other things don't work. Your Prabhupada said, we don't compromise with yogis, gyanis, karmis. Many times nowadays, the devotees there say, oh yeah, you're okay, we're chanting your chant. The Prabhupada said, no, we don't compromise. Because, nastyeva, 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 three times, because we're so dull. Certainly, your yoga doesn't work. But now they're taking to some chanting, so there's, 40 years ago, there was no such thing as simply, there was some yoga, but not chanting. But they become bored with the yoga. This is Kato Daka Sam. This canal is very dry, you know. Like even Bhattacharya, he said, you have made me like Garuda. I was just like a fly, insect. Now you're, by association of Mahaprabhu, I become like Garuda, and I can fly. He also described his Mayavad path just like dry oil cake. Like when you're grinding sometimes you grind some carrots or something and then the carrot pulp comes out or something like that. Or oil cake, but the oil taken out of the cake even. It's just dry nothing. So this is what the crows are eating. Puna. What is that verse about the sugar cane? Dry, taking the... So... What's that verse, that line? I wasn't... Punapanascharvita charananam, chewing the chewed. So this Mayavada is chewing the chewed, impersonal. Krishna says, Matakpataram nanyat kinchirasti jana. There's nothing higher than me, so don't think. Anadi matparam brahma nasata nasaruchari. This Brahma is under me. Gayamatat pravakshami. You want to taste the eternal, but it's under me. Eternal means Brahman. Sarvabhauma himself, he understood it afterwards. He said, Brim. Brim means the greatest. So the greatest can be personal or impersonal. He became completely converted. So he converted so many people. He was so convincing. Come on. He had Brihaspati himself. Because previously they said that about Mahaprabhu and Navadvipa. They didn't understand when he was acting his childhood pastimes. And the local people, they were bewildered. Who is this guy? Is he Brihaspati? No, he's greater than Brihaspati. But they thought, maybe he's Brihaspati. We can't say anything to him. Even the biggest pundits, they couldn't speak with him. He was only 12, 15 years old. He would just go from god to god and then argue, create some big controversy. Who is your guru? He'd see some guy, some kid. Mahaprabhu might have been 12 and the other kid might be 16, 18. He would say, who is your guru? What pandit, what mishra, what bhattacharya? What's his qualification? And then the guy would think, who is this kid? What's he? And he'd try to speak something. Then Mahaprabhu would just completely turn him upside down. But Brihaspati surrenders to him, the Sarvabhauma. So that's this pastime. Anyway, any comments here? Yes?
In one of the purports, Prabhupada was saying that pure devotional service starts when we're fully purified. So how does that relate to what we can do now?
Well, pure devotional service, it means we're doing devotional service. It may not be totally 100%. But obviously, it says one can't even come to the point of any becoming a devotee in any way at all, shape or form, unless he's finished with these things in previous life. Madam Mohan can answer. I'm going to open the door and get some air.
Sometimes this point comes up, and the position of the spiritual master is uniquely relevant in this connection, because it says by following the instructions of the spiritual master and trying to please the spiritual master, that's pure devotional service. Even if by other criteria it may not appear like that, the spiritual master, if he's pleased, he accepts it and he offers it to Krishna. So the connection is rectified and all the impurities are removed by the transparent being media spiritual master. So that's how it's spiritual when we're in this condition.
Right. That's the real answer. Karanga's going to say something.
Did you?
I didn't get it when you said he turned him, Lord Chaitanya turned him upside down.
I just a way of saying he defeated them. He smashed their philosophy, their ideas, their false egos, all their arguments. If they made an argument, he would defeat it. Then he would take the very argument that they had. Let's say I argue with you and I say, you're 6 years old. You say, no, I'm not six. How old are you? Six. Right? And then you say, I'm not six, I'm six and a half. But I argue, I say, but actually you're six. And then you're defeated because of some reason. But then I could take the same argument and I could win. And Lord Chaitanya could do that. He could say the moon is just only because the sun is hitting it. It has any reflection. Like Prabhupada would say it sometimes. It's self-effulgent. And other times he would say it's refracting the sun's rays. Yeah.
You're making a point, I think, about even one chanting of the holy name. I think you quoted a verse, Namaikam or something, but you made a point about
Namaikam for one name?
Yeah, as you remember, there's one class Prabhupada gave, and it's only a Jamil section, but it wasn't published yet. They were reading from the manuscript. It was still being prepared. And the devotee was, you know, doing the Sanskrit and the English. And he got to the point where the Yamadutas were coming, like you were talking about earlier. And he said, Ajamil, in great, you know, fear or whatever, said, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And Prabhupada said, what is that three times? It is not three times, it is once. Oh, Narayan, once is sufficient. Change that. So it was just nice to see his emphasis like that.
Right, yeah, that's on the tape. But he had written three times, right? The devotee was just doing what Prabhupada had said. He was just repeating what Prabhupada had already written, right? Yeah. 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 People hear that, they don't know what's going on. You know, what is Prabhupada saying? Anything else? Okay, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.